B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, with Bob and LBF in the morning.
I have an almond brother. The people. Heir to the almond fortune. I'd be like, let's get some chocolate-covered almonds. Yeah. Let's get some, you know, ice cream with almonds in it.
See, I remember somebody requested a song once by the Almond Brothers, and I said, okay.
Don't judge a person who loves food and
you
music.
You know they're not the nut, right? They're the band. Brothers, I wasn't judging. They were.
Wasn't Cher married to an almond?
She was married to an almond. Yes, I think she was married to an almond. Greg, I believe. Yeah, an almond. See, now that's
I'm
in your head.
I'm gonna call them the Almond Brothers from now
from
on.
From now on, look at him. There's the Greg almond. He's the chocolate covered almond.
Yeah,
he's very nice.
Yeah, it's all good.
Speaking of Cher, I saw her on one of the websites that we use to prep this dynamic show.
Yes.
Making out with a 37-year-old dude.
She is my 37. She is my hero.
Oh, yeah? Take a seat, because Madonna, she's making out with a 27-year-old. So what's
actually,
up with
you? Actually,
you
know what? I take it back, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to make out with a 27-year-old or a 30-something. That's just, you know what? Again, too much energy. Like, no thanks.
Coming at you.
Yeah, coming at you.
Coming at you.
I need like slow in terms of like being like, you know, like maybe he's got a hip problem. Maybe he can't see or hear. I want him old. Yeah. I want him to be very grateful for me.
I can see that. I don't see you with young, sporty guy with tight pants. No.
No, I just need.
Don't see that.
I need
don't
that.
See that. Yeah. See that.
I don't know.
I don't know how your husband Dave sees you. I mean, does he like to see you with him, I would imagine. He's like, poor Dave. He's like, what
he's
are
just
you
like,
talking
have your
about
fantasies
today?
About your old men.
Yeah, yeah
that's
good. But
fine.
Not young guy with tight pants. Not happening. And you know what I'm saying. Like all the salespeople around.
They're too
here, they walk
randy.
Around with tight
They're
pants.
Just like, ugh.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Too much for you. Hey, I have a quick Costco question. So I was at Costco yesterday. I had to kill some time before meeting I had. Wink, wink. And,
and I know what that meeting is.
So I said to my wife, hey, while I'm here, I'm going to bring home a rotisserie chicken. Because I usually would.
Yeah.
She said, no, it's going to be in the car for 2 hours. I don't want a 2-hour rotisserie chicken.
It was cold out, though, yesterday.
Yeah, I put it in the trunk.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's great. I don't want trunk chicken either. I don't know.
Wow. So how fresh does she think those chickens are at Costco? That's my question.
I don't know, but
I mean, you know, you tell yourself that, Carolyn, but okay. I think the trunk is safer. So,
right? You would have said, yeah, bring home the chicken.
I mean, I would have been slightly skeeved, but I would have been like, I'm over it.
Because
I love that rotisserie
I know, that's
chicken.
What I'm saying. I'm like,
I'll just stand there at the counter and start picking at it like an animal, which is why 30-year-olds
no,
don't like me.
Yeah.
And my old men do.
Comes back to that like, wow, she was nice, but she like ate a chicken at the counter. Okay, just wanted to know if you would, because I missed the chicken. I miss it now. I gotta like it. When they got together and named the band, like, what do you guys want to name it? I don't know. Where are we?
Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
Just think if they were in Swampscott that day. That would have been different.
It would have been different, Bob.
Yeah. Here's the band Swampscott.
Doesn't have the same ring.
That's
now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Things worked out. They happened to be in the city that day.
Yeah.
That's the rest of the story.
Uh-huh.
All lies.
Just complete pack of lies.
That was a pack of lies, and I apologize.
Okay.
For that. I don't know what I'm doing. But
Friday.
Think about it, though. Right?
Do I have to?
Well, okay. Well, it could have been in Canton that
Canton's
day.
It's fine.
Want to be Canton?
Yeah.
And they'll think, well, that's Chinese too. So
no, well,
like,
yeah, you know, that's cool.
Confusing.
It's very inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
How about Wellesley? Everyone likes that place.
That's too Swellesley.
Okay.
That's too Swellesley.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Right? That's like, oh, they're no. They're not like common folk. Anyway, that's Boston. Yeah. So good morning.
Thank you.
And you know what we're doing this weekend, right?
What?
You're springing ahead. Springing ahead.
Nobody
likes the spring ahead.
Well, it's great for the afternoon, but it's terrible for the morning.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah,
it's
because
gonna be
you're
lighter
not,
in the afternoon.
Right. It's gonna be lighter in the afternoon.
So you don't feel like, you know,
I always think of it in terms of lunch. So
of course
am I gonna be hungry at lunch or not so hungry?
You're gonna be
Not so hungry. Right. Yeah, well, not so
no,
hungry.
No, you're gonna be hungry because it's
no, you're
spring
gonna be not,
forward.
So you're not gonna be hungry, because in your stomach's mind, It's only 11.
Oh, all right.
For lunch.
Okay.
But it's the clock says 12.
You know, I don't care about anything, so I have to get up earlier.
All right, fine.
So I'm going to be getting up at 2:30 instead of 3:30 for 2 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll get used to it.
All right. Times are crazy.
Today's show is brought to you by Daylight Saving Time.
Yes, it is.
Go change all your watches and clocks in your home. 1 hour ahead, spring forward, you know. It's daylight savings wherever you roam.
This song is not valid in Arizona and Hawaii.
They don't do it.
Times they are a-changing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Yep. They can. You could do Bob Dylan. Could you take any song and make it a Bob Dylan song?
Sure, it's right? True. Yeah, absolutely.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more variety. And this Sunday night, it's Oscar. I think it's the 95th Oscar, if I've seen this correctly.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Is
yeah,
it
I've been there
really?
From the first one, you know? It's, yeah.
Harry's been there from the first one. That's something else. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Cute, Harry Medved from Hollywood.
It feels like it.
Hey, good morning, Harry from Hollywood. Of course, he is the spokesperson for the Cinema Foundation, and we love to get Harry on Movie Talk. Let's talk Oscars.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a crazy weekend because I was just hanging out last night with a bunch of Oscarologists, as they say, Oscar prognosticators at an Oscar party. And we expect some huge surprises this weekend because of this weird preferential voting ballot that they have for Best Picture. Everyone's expecting everything everywhere all at once to win Best Picture, but it might be a surprise year. Like, remember when they thought La La Land won Best Picture because they read the wrong envelope?
Oh, my God. That was infamy.
Yes.
We are expecting something like that this weekend. It might not be the front runner, Everything Everywhere All at Once. It might be All Quiet on the Western Front. It might even be Top Gun Maverick.
No.
Which I think would be amazing. Can you imagine Tom Cruise getting up there?
I can't.
I love that movie.
I loved it too. I think that's the film that got people back to the movie theater.
Yes.
I mean, I saw it twice in the movie theater.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
To see it on the biggest screen possible. Why shouldn't that win the Oscar?
Why
the
snub
Oscar's
that?
It's all about recognizing moviegoers, you know?
Right.
I mean, this is what it should be.
Or give us who you think is going to win. I know who you want, but who you think is going to win.
Well, I still think Everything Everywhere All at Once will win just because it was the most original, fresh, crazy movie of the year. $17 million budget.
Wow.
The film is about the multiverse.
That was lunch for Tom Cruise.
No,
that
kidding,
$17
right?
million. Give me a break.
Right. Yeah, it made over $100 million. It's the kind of narrative Hollywood loves. It utilizes underrepresented actors, actors we haven't seen for years, and the movie is about a family saga, family trying to get together, and preaches a message of love and bringing people together. And I just loved Everything Everywhere All at Once. So I think that wins Best Picture. Best Actress, I also hope, goes to Michelle Yeoh, who is so good in that film.
Right.
She is over 60, and she kicks butt like no one else, and she's brilliant in the movie. But Cate Blanchett is right behind her.
Oh, for Tar.
And then for Best Supporting Actress, I believe it's going to go to Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Smart money is on Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think I really want it to go to, I mean, I love Angela Bassett, but I just love Jamie Lee Curtis. And she's like, you know, the sort of daughter of Hollywood royalty. And she's just always been a scream queen. And this would just really legitimize
her. Would it be
her
first?
Yeah. First nomination. Oh. And it would be a win.
Yeah.
Well, I'm rooting for her, too.
Most of the people winning will be first-time nominees.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I think it could be Jamie Lee. You know what's interesting, LBF, is that generally Hollywood tends to prefer giving Oscars to old guys and young women.
Let's see if we can break the trend. How about an old lady once in a while?
I'm telling you, it's two women over 60 will win Oscars for Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress. It's going to be Michelle Yeoh, unless it's Cate Blanchett's 52. So
that's not too old.
Older,
oh,
over 40. And it's either Jamie, not too old, right?
No.
Jamie Lee and Angela Bassett are both over 60. So I think that's amazing.
All right.
Hollywood is finally praising older women. So the guys. Okay, so the big question is, everybody knows Best Supporting Actor, that's done. It's Ki Hae Kwan from Everything Everywhere, you know, Short Round from the Indiana Jones movies. Right. He will win.
Is Tom Cruise nominated for Best Actor?
No, which is why he might be a surprise
win for picture.
They haven't said, they might have him go up and present Best Actor since he's not nominated, which I think would get everybody rising to their feet with a standing ovation. Like, here's the guy who should have won Best Actor. He, I think, is going to present the award to either Brendan Fraser from The Whale, or I would actually prefer Austin Butler for Elvis.
Me too.
I think they're both transformative performances. I mean, the guy's just disappeared into the roles. But, I mean, think about the different arcs that Elvis had. And
yeah.
I mean, I just thought Austin Butler kind of came out of nowhere, even though he's a working actor for 10 years. Kids know him from the Disney Channel for days.
Right.
They do? God.
Oh, yeah.
I hate
really
it
good.
When that happens.
All right. So, Harry, that's a wrap on the Oscar talk.
All right. Okay, I need you to stop speculating.
I'm serious. That's
on the
probably
songs
like,
that we play.
But you don't even hear music, and that's what he was doing.
These crazy ideas. I mean, like, it's not helping anybody.
I have questions.
It's almost ruining the song.
Scott's on the phone. Hey, Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Great, good.
Scott, congratulations. A pair of tickets to see any movie you want, my friend.
Yay.
What are you going to go see?
I'm not sure. What do you suggest?
Have you seen, well, what's out there
Creed
now?
Creed 3. That's supposed to be good.
It depends what you like. Yeah, well, Creed 3, Scream 6.
Yep.
There's this movie that I'm interested in. It's with Adam Driver. It's called 65. And what I understand is he's an astronaut who gets lost in space.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And he goes back to prehistoric times with the crustacean period of Earth.
I'd rather be in the crustacean period. This point.
Anyway, Scott, I just some ideas out there for you to check out.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Rockland, Mass.
All right.
From Boston, Mass?
Rockland.
Oh, Rockland, Mass.
Rockland.
What are you up to today?
I'm just pulling into work and I'm heading up the hill to where I work.
You walk in there and you tell them, I'm a winner. I'm a winner today.
There you go.
All right, Scott.
There you go.
Thank you for listening, my friend. Enjoy the movie, okay? Whatever one you choose.
And
it's on the house, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right, you take care. That's Scott going to work and wins a pair of tickets to any movie he wants.
Good job.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for you to do something that I can make fun of.
is that what you do?
Yeah, I'm
all right, that's fine. It's Friday. I'm feeling fine. I got no problems.
Okay.
Skippity doo da. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Big Oscar weekend. And hey, the weather stinks. You might as well stay in and watch movies and the Oscars, right? So we've asked our good buddy, Harry Medved, who's a spokesperson for the Cinema Foundation, to return and talk to us about movies that are out this weekend. Harry, what do we got?
Well, the big one that we're looking right now at the ticket sales, and we are selling twice as many tickets for Scream 6 as we did for the last Scream movie, which was just called Scream, but it was Scream 5.
Wow.
Why is that?
And
what's so big about this movie?
Kids, they love
one
it.
Guess.
Yeah.
No, there's one woman, just two words, Jenna Ortega.
Oh,
Jenna
Ortega.
Now, she was in the last Scream movie, which they called the requel, right? It's not a sequel, and it's not a reboot. It's a requel.
Requel, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
The reboot sequel.
I mean, you know what you're going to get with Scream.
All over it.
Right, you know what
you're
going to get.
Just remind everybody, Jenna Ortega is a Wednesday.
Yes, I'm sorry. Jenna Ortega from Wednesday, from Netflix's Wednesday.
Yeah, so good. Watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so good. I think that dance just made her so famous. So, I mean, she can do no wrong, and people are lining up around the block to see her, like in New York. And I know, it's just crazy.
Are some of the other usual suspects in it as well?
They couldn't get everybody back. Courtney Cox is in it.
Oh, well, good.
Here, who I forgot. I think she's in Scream 4.
Yeah.
They brought her back for a role. But no, they couldn't get Neve Campbell back. I think there were some contract negotiations. But yeah, no, Melissa Barrera, who was in the last one, who's terrific. She and Jenna Ortega are two sisters who live in New York City. This time they've left the small rural town of Woodsboro and they come to the city. But if you look closely in the movie, it's so clearly not New York City. They shot it in Montreal. So they put all these fake yellow taxis and subway stops, but you can see the French Quebecois writing in the background.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We'll let that slide.
But it's really, look, if you like the Scream movies and if you're a horror movie fan, you're going to love this one. At the Cinema Foundation, we did a survey asking people, what do you want to see more of on the big screen? And guess what? Horror movies is the number three component, right after comedy and action thrillers.
Yeah,
people love
it. People just love it. Let's move off from Scream 6. And is it Creed 3? Is that what it is? Or right?
Yeah, Creed 3, second weekend, is going to be huge. Michael B. Jordan, who directed this film, also stars in it with Jonathan Majors.
Me. Wow.
And Tessa Thompson. Yeah. And it's just killing. This is a month, March, which is just packed with big movies. We've got Shazam coming up. And then the biggest one of this month of all is going to be John Wick 4. That's coming up on March 24th. And then finally with Dungeons and Dragons. With the... I just can't believe
Hugh Grant, right?
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, and Hugh Grant, who plays the villain. So it's going to be an incredible year. I think this could be one of our biggest Marches ever. For those people who keep saying that cinema is dead, excuse me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Cinema is back bigger than ever. We've got 50% more releases in theaters this year, and there's nothing like seeing a good movie on the big screen with an audience.
I'm telling you. And LBF and I had an argument the other day about I'm all popcorn. She thinks theaters ought to start having cheese balls.
I think so.
Yeah.
Cheese balls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why cheese balls?
Because they're yummy, and they pop in your mouth, and you can, like, you don't even have to chew.
Like,
you just
like
let
popcorn.
Them melt there, and it's just delicious, and you get a big bucket of them, and, like, see you later.
She likes them so much. Harry, she likes cheese balls so much she'll lick her husband's fingers.
That's not real.
I mean,
wow. Anything that is true
that is
whatsoever.
Love,
wow.
Love,
Bob
love.
Bob is always formulating a penthouse for him in his head.
Well, the cheese, you know, it's a cheese. Someone has to do
and it.
It
doesn't make any noise. It's less crunchy than popcorn.
Yeah,
that's
right? Exactly. Thank you.
Listen, I'm going to bring that up with the board.
Bring it up,
please do.
Bring it up to the foundation.
We're going to do a whole survey on cheese balls of the movie. Yes or no?
That'd be funny.
What the percentages.
I love the foundation. Yep. Any more questions?
Yeah.
Yes, Harry.
Yeah. Throw more at me. Come on, we need more. What all else right. can we do to get you back to the movies?
That's right. Harry, thanks again for joining us. We always appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the movies this weekend.
You too. Harry
thanks,
Medved
Harry.
From the Cinema Foundation. Thanks, Harry.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Bob and LBF in the morning. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Carol, let's play Super Smart.
What is 9 plus 9?
18.
John Hamm played Don Draper in what series?
Mad Men.
Who played Catherine Tremell in Basic Instinct?
Sharon Stone.
What is the common name for butterfly larvae?
Pass.
How many sides does a nonagon have?
Pass.
What's the capital of Michigan?
The capital of Michigan is... Lansing.
Tommy Lee Jones and Al Gore were roommates at what university?
Brown.
What constellation is represented by scales?
Pass.
In Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter, what was the letter and what did it stand for?
It was... S.
Oh, we ran out of time.
Well, S was close. You know what that could stand for, S. So, yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're an animal.
It was the letter.
It was
maybe
the letter
she drank
a
white wine, you know?
For adulterous, but Bob's thinking S for slut.
A for adulterous.
Yeah.
Yes, but we're
going
to stick
to the Nathaniel
a better
letter, right?
Hawthorne version
dang.
And not
yeah,
the Bob
so.
Bronson version.
I'm sorry.
Darn
the
it.
Visual of Boris running around with the letter S. What's that stand for? Anyway.
You did a great job. We passed on a lot. So, yeah.
Your strategy of passing.
You actually didn't. Yeah.
You ran out of time to go back. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the common name for a butterfly larvae? This is kind of a trick question. Caterpillar.
Mm. How many sides? You know what? I know you knew it.
And Nonagon has 9 sides. Tommy Lee Jones and Al Gore were roommates at Harvard. But Brown is a very reputable university.
Nice.
So that's fine, too. What constellation is represented by scales? Libra and A for adultery.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah. But that was all the questions?
No, I have one more. You want to try to answer it?
Go for it.
Sure.
In which city's harbor would you find the statue of the Little Mermaid?
What city's harbor?
That's a tough one. It's not in this country.
I don't know.
Not
Copenhagen. Copenhagen.
Oh,
yes.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, Copenhagen.
So how many did I get right?
Well, if you want to know,
you
really.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. 4 right, there but only one wrong, and the rest were passed.
Mm-hmm. That's not
darn
bad.
It.
No, it's
that's
fine.
All right.
Carol, don't,
all right.
don't take it so hard.
I wanted to get more than five right, but that's all right. I get a lot right when I'm playing at home.
That's the way it is.
Plus, now you've done it. On the air, you're going to sign up and play again, and then you're going
to. I will.
You're going to.
I will
win $1,000.
The caterpillar one, that's going to kill me, but it's okay.
Yeah. All right.
But it was so fun.
Go to work and eat your feelings. Yeah. I have no pizza for you today. It's all for me.
The lunch lady is really hungry.
Think you're super smart? We'll pay you $1,000 if you can prove it. Sign up for Super Smart in 60 seconds at WROR.com. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, with Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning court is in session. Let's say good morning to today's caller. It's JR. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, LBF. How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good. Okay. I mean, I got to be honest. I read your email a little bit, but I want to hear it from you if I read correctly, okay?
Okay, man. Hey, buckle up.
All right.
All right. So let's hear why you're calling morning court, JR.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm calling you guys this morning because my wife and I are not talking at the time. I'm not sure when we'll ever talk again after what happened this past Saturday.
Okay. What happened?
So we were at a friend's house for a dinner party, like four other couples.
Okay.
After dinner, we all hung out, had a few drinks, and my wife had a little too much to drink and got a little wasted.
Okay. Yeah.
And so someone brought up the topic of the Kardashians and how they're super overrated and how fake they are. You know, they got fake boobs, fake butts, everything about the Kardashians, y'all, is fake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my wife is actually a fan of the Kardashians. My wife was like, there's nothing fake about these, and started grabbing her chest.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Nothing fake.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, nothing fake about they. Yeah.
Okay.
So then one of the other husbands started chanting, prove it.
Okay.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then everybody else at the party started chanting, prove it, except for moi.
Even the wives?
And I think, even the wives.
Oh, my.
Everybody,
okay.
That's
party,
a party.
The whole party.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
Because before you knew it, my wife, who had on this beautiful dress with no bra, decided to pull up her top and start flashing everybody.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
yes.
JR.
Yes.
What did you do?
Sir. Grandma Cole got up, left. I left her there. That's how angry I was.
Okay. At the party. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got home. I'm chilling. And about an hour later, one of the other couples drove her home.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked since.
Okay.
And she tried to tell me it's no big deal. They're just boobs.
Okay.
And the crazy thing about this, she's actually mad at me because I stormed out.
And embarrassed her. Oh, God.
And embarrassed her. Yeah. 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 Not her flashing everybody, but the fact I got up and left her at a bar while she was drunk. You know, I'm still upset. It's weird that she's upset. I'm not sure yet. I think that one of my friends might have had their phone out and recorded it. Because the one that started the chant, prove it. I just feel like when I looked over, I think he might have had his phone out.
Oh,
okay.
God.
And you haven't asked him yet.
Yeah, I haven't asked yet. I'm still upset about it. I'm trying to process the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's something else, man. That takes to another level. All right. So look, here's, you know how morning court works, JR. Let's see what listeners think about. Was your wife just having good, clean fun?
or
should you, is something that you have a right to be upset about? And if so, what to do about it? Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, let's call for JR, 888-410-1057. Now, let's call in a flash as quickly as we can.
Oh, my God.
Because JR needs
see
to hear.
See what he did there? Yeah.
He didn't see that. It was so quick, he didn't
it
see.
Was, yeah, I didn't it see it coming.
In a flash. A flash, JR. Okay. Anyway.
He's not laughing.
He's
why
not,
would he laugh?
I'm
it was
sorry.
His wife's
I was trying to lighten him up. JR, stay tuned,
all
man.
All right.
Okay, cool. Will do. Thank you.
Bob and LBF and helping JR out this morning. So his wife got a little, I don't know, she had too many drinks last weekend and got egged on because she happened to mention that
they're real and spectacular.
Maybe she said that and everybody started goading her on, prove it. So she did. And now JR, he split. That was it for the night for him. He hasn't even talked to her since then. Lisa, so what do you think of this case if you want to take a side one way or the other or any ideas?
My thoughts on this goes back to the root cause of the problem, and that is her alcohol intake that evening. So he and she need to talk, and they need to talk about her alcohol drinking. And, you know, I don't know if she drinks heavily.
Well, she can't handle it, so.
She needs to know her limit.
Yeah.
And she needs to hold herself to that, whether it's one or two drinks, but then that's it. And I don't think this will be a repeated, problem.
He needs to talk to her
about it, though.
Yeah.
He's gotta talk.
Well, they're not talking, and she's mad at him because, she thought it was, he was, you know, leaving her at the restaurant was, over too much. Okay, thank you, Lisa. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. And JR, he's got to be feeling like, why is she mad at me? What did he do? Did he do anything wrong here? He left.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the friends were going to give him. That's all. I don't blame him. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. You would have left?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have taken your wife?
I don't think I need to put myself in a situation where my wife's doing this. But I'm saying if I were JR and his wife, see ya. Bye. You know how to get home, don't you?
Wow.
You got a thumb, don't you? They asked her to prove it. So she did. She opened up the blouse. Mm-hmm. And we know what happened after that. So he took off as his wife was flashing everybody, all of his friends. And now she's mad at him because he left her at the restaurant. And she was embarrassed
that
he left her.
And then she's mad at him. And
that's
just
rich.
That's rich.
Okay, Lisa, what do you think of JR and his wife's case today?
Honestly, I think that he has every right to be angry. Mm-hmm. If she's going to flash her breath in a restaurant, regardless if she's drinking or not, that's not acceptable. You're married. Those are not to be shown. If he was going to show his junk, she would not be happy. So, therefore, she shouldn't be showing hers.
Is it the...
It's
the equivalent, isn't it? Wouldn't that
no,
be...
It's
have a false equivalency, but it's pretty equivalent.
I don't think it's the equivalent.
It's not the equivalent?
I don't think so. I just think
That's something personal. I mean, it's not his property by any means. That's not what I'm saying.
No,
but
I don't think so.
It's respect there for your husband that you do not do that in public. If they were egging her on, she should just say, he's the only one that can prove it to her and not show those off. And he does need to talk to her. Is she being mad at him? There is a little thing there where if he was concerned about her drinking, he should have brought her home.
That's what I think.
Absolutely. Yes, and then argue about it in the car.
Right? That's where I do all my arguing with my husband.
Right. I can't believe you did that.
It's kind of like, I don't know. I think she's a little more in the wrong on this. But again, he should have brought her home.
Let's put it this way. I don't think she's got a case at all to be mad at him.
No, I think she has a case for him not taking care of her because she was obviously hammered.
I guess there's that.
And so if she's going to show her boobs in a restaurant, he should just take her home.
And there's that.
Lock her in the closet.
Okay, Morning Court today. We talked with JR. He had a weekend.
Yeah.
So Saturday, they get together with friends. They go out for dinner and maybe hang out after a few drinks to close it all up. And the topic of the Kardashians came up. God knows why, but it did. And I guess JR's wife mentioned, hey, everything you see on me is real. That's the difference.
And she proved it.
She pointed to the boobage. And everybody started shouting, prove it, except for JR. Right? He didn't want his wife to prove it. But egged on. She finally proved it, that they're real. And JR was disgusted and left. And he also was wondering if one of his friends who had a phone out has a picture or a video of his wife. He takes off. She's mad at him for leaving her at the bar. So let's see what you guys think. Does JR have a right to do what he did? Or his wife? Was she over the line? What do you guys think? We're going to go with you. Debbie, what are your thoughts?
So my opinion is this. I liked what Lisa had to say. However, I would have left her at the bar as well because, first of all, it's probably a little demasculating for the husband that his wife is showing off her junk right? And his friends were all there. Everyone's laughing. And he's just standing there like the husband is just going to be like, come on, honey. I like the idea they left because, first of all her friends and his friends were there. So she was going to get home safely. Mm-hmm. So I'm totally on his side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like it, Deb.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Debbie, now let's just play the what ifs, okay, while we got you. So what if instead of her boobs, it was her bum? What if she flashed her bum?
I like the
still, same thing. Still egregious?
We all know what the private parts are. We're all adults. We all know what's up. We all know what a bikini covers.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever a bikini covers, I just feel like, and I know they have thongs now, but I'm just saying, I think that
I think what you're saying is, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you're saying it's a private show.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Private show. That's it.
All right. Yep. Okay.
And we're done, right? After
that's
that?
What, yeah. Well, I guess that's,
I'm on his side. No. I would have left her too.
You're the call he's been waiting for.
But you know what? Maybe she learned a lesson too. Maybe she'll never do that again because it's inappropriate, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And I agree with the very first caller who said, now you have to have a conversation about the alcohol because that really is
right.
All right. Are you married?
So it's a combination.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. 30 years.
Well,
30
look at
years.
That. No, private show, right, Debbie? Yeah.
Private show.
Okay. Thanks, Debbie.
All right. Bye.
Have a great day. There it is. LBF, you haven't chimed in yet. What do you
mean?
Think? Well, I'm just wondering because, you know, in this case, you'd be the wife. What do you think?
All right. Well, I would first say, you're welcome. And then...
Everybody. Yeah. Mic drop out.
And then
out.
I would say, I would apologize profusely for my behavior. My, you know, it would be terrible. It'd be embarrassed and horrifying. But I wouldn't want my husband to not talk to me for a week. I'd be like, all right, listen, I did this thing that I'm totally embarrassed about. I should not drink that much. I'm never having fill in the drink here again.
Yeah.
And
you'd
and
grovel.
Then we'd laugh and laugh about it 20
she's
years
got no
now.
Grovel going on. That's what JR is really irked about.
Oh, I feel bad, but I'm
she
like
should,
I'm, I
a little
just,
bit of
I,
like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
I'd be more horrified at how much I drank than I would at like the whole flashing thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But again,
let's see what
you're
Jim
welcome.
Thinks. Private show. Jim, any thoughts on it?
Well, everyone's voicing their opinion. I would actually need a picture before I voice my opinion.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You just can't throw it out there.
Yeah, evidence
right.
evidence
yeah, no,
is
right?
whether or not you should
not.
Be spectacular or not. Okay. To JR, they are, and that's all that really matters, I think. He prefers a private show, Jim. Sorry.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.